Earth and Sky.
We have a lot of discussions about energy here in the US, also in Europe and everywhere. Obviously, carbon dioxide storage is not the silver bullet solution for global warming and climate change, but it's one of it, and it can be a really successful one.
You're listening to hydrogeologist Jörg Mader, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Mader collaborates with an international team of scientists on a project called CarbFix. CarbFix will store carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas, as a solid inside of rock. The program is set to launch sometime in 2010. Dr. Mader talked with EarthSky's Beth Lebwohl about pioneering this technology in a real-world setting.
CarbFix is a carbon storage project. What is it about the way that it works that makes it different from other carbon storage projects?
Yeah, CarbFix is a project where we plan to store carbon dioxide emissions in the subsurface by converting these carbon dioxide emissions to stable carbonate minerals such as calcite, magnesite, and dolomite. So it basically means we convert through chemical reactions in the subsurface, we convert the carbon dioxide into, let's say, limestone.
So it's pretty much turning a gas into a solid that stays put.
Exactly. It's turning a gas into a solid rock.
How is that different from other carbon storage projects?
You know, the difference is actually exactly that process, you know, converting the carbon dioxide into rock. We are in Iceland because in Iceland there is a specific type of rock. It's basalt. And basalt is rich in calcium, magnesium, silicate minerals. And these minerals, you know, react relatively fast with dissolved carbon dioxide. In other geologic CO2 storage projects, they do not take place in this basaltic rocks. They take place, you know, in other type of rocks called sedimentary rocks.
So is CO2 as a gas, storing it as a gas underground, not a good idea?
No, it's certainly, you know, oil industry is doing that for, you know, the last few decades, and we know how to inject carbon dioxide into the subsurface, and but you know, our goal is to store it in a more permanent form, because, you know, when you have it as a solid, it cannot leak back.
Are you even sure that this is going to work, and do you even know what the risks are?
Yeah, we know from laboratory experiments that this reaction takes place. We know how to inject CO2. And there is another difference to other geologic storage projects is that we dissolve the CO2, the carbon dioxide, before we inject it into the surface. So what we inject is basically seltzer water, which has a pH of 3.5. But so the CO2 will be dissolved when it enters the geologic formation in the subsurface. So it is, you know, it cannot escape. And so it will immediately start to react with the surrounding rock. And that reaction, you know, dissolves minerals. So one of the risks there is that, you know, you dissolve some metals out of the rock, you know, some iron, some manganese, some nickel, some other metals. And if these, you know, groundwater, which is then enriched in these metals, would leak into a shallow subsurface, into shallow drinking water, that would be a risk. But that's why we do monitoring. We monitor in the subsurface how the CO2 reacts and, you know, what the products are.
And I guess I'm seeing a physical challenge here. You know, it's sort of like I'm going to inject water into a rock and or seltzer into a rock, and I can't see, you know, how does that actually physically work?
Okay, you have to think about that the rock has a porosity. There are pores. And these pores are full of water already. But think about, you know, really porous material, and that's how the subsurface looks like. So there is space to inject something. But obviously, you know, because there is already water in these pores, the water is pushed out. So it really depends on how the porosity, you know, how high the porosity is and how high the permeability is, how much you can inject.
do you think that CarbFix might provide some insights or a model about how international carbon reduction projects can work?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's the one of the really important thing, I think, is the openness we experienced in Iceland for, you know, of the public for a new technology. And we have a lot of discussions about energy here in the US, also in Europe and everywhere. And, you know, it is obviously carbon dioxide storage is not the silver bullet solution for global warming and climate change, but it's one of it, and it can be a really successful one. You know, we have to convince the public that this new technology is feasible and it's safe and the storage will be for long term.
Oh, so why do you think they trusted you? Why do you think they thought it was safe?
Because in Iceland, they have a really, really good educational system. They have excellent engineers and they are innovative. So they really think that they have to do something because, you know, Iceland is in the north, close to the polar circle. So what they feel there, you know, they are the first ones to feel global warming because their ice caps are retreating in a really, really fast pace. Their fish stock change because, you know, of temperature changes in the ocean. So they basically experience global warming as one of the first ones. And that's why they are open, you know, to do something. And the project itself, CarbFix, was launched and actually pushed by the president of Iceland, President Grimson. And so, you know, he came to us and said, can we do something? But what we do with the CarbFix project, we optimize the feasibility of certain technologies. Basaltic rocks occur everywhere. You know, you can find basaltic rocks on every continent on Earth. So you can find this type of rocks along the west coast of the United States, along, you know, the east coast. You can find them in Russia. You can find them in India. But so the goal of the CarbFix project is to test the feasibility of this technology. And then, you know, we can, if it works, we can basically go somewhere else and help, you know, in other countries to do that permanent CO2 storage.
You've been listening to Jörg Matter, a Doherty Associate Research Scientist at Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory in Palisades, New York. That's a division of Columbia University's Earth Institute. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Lindsay Patterson. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.